Now, the revenue commissioners are reminding homeowners that they need to file their new local property tax valuation before the 7th of November. Homeowners have until the end of next week to revalue their property and indicate how they will pay. However, only 500,000 returns have been filed to date amid concerns the tax will have soared due to inflation. Many have not received letters, and a lot of you have been sending in questions to us around these payments. With this on our mind, we have Sharon Guerin, who's assistant principal in the local property tax branch of Revenue, with me in line. Sharon, good morning to you, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us about this.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning. How are you?
Okay, so very good, very good. The process is, look, part of it is the fact that people already have this process set up, and a number of different ways are available to pay. Some people pay all in one go with a lump sum. Some people pay at their post office. Some people have a deduction at source, whether it's through social welfare or their wages. But what's complicating things this year is you have to make that declaration of this is what I believe my property is worth if you want to continue paying the way you always have paid.
That is correct, Jerry. So I suppose you have to pay your local property tax every year, but this year is slightly different, as in it is a what we call a revaluation year. So what we're asking customers to do in that context is to determine the valuation band of the property as of the 1st of November 2025. We're looking for them then to submit that local property tax return, including that valuation, by the 7th of November 2025, and to include with that then how they would like to pay or their arrangements to pay over the course of 2026. So that's what we're asking customers to do at the minute.
So for people who are, there's a big kind of concentration on not getting a letter. Who gets letters and who doesn't get letters, depending on what it is? And I know there's emails that go out to other people who've registered to get their information by email.
Correct. We have 2.2 million residential properties in the state, which are owned by 1.5 million customers. Those 1.5 million customers have been contacted over the course of the past couple of weeks. They may have received a letter through the post, or they may have received a letter in their My Account if they're an online customer, or through Roth. So there's like about half of the letters that issued out would have issued online, whereas the other half would have issued in paper. If a customer finds themselves in a position where they haven't received a letter, what we would ask the customer to do is to make contact with Revenue and to still follow the same steps that we have asked, to value their property as of the 1st of November, to get their valuation into us by the 7th of November and advise us how they'd like to pay. They can pop us a letter if they wish, and we have a free post LPT branch PO Box 1 Limerick should they wish to write to us, or they can contact us online via My Inquiries, or they can phone us either if they wish and talk to us over the phone.
Those are the ways you can get in touch in relation to it. If you aren't online,
yeah, if the customer finds themselves not in receipt.
Yes.
Sorry, that's just for the customers that find themselves, that aren't in receipt of a letter. They're still obliged to file a return. So sorry, Jerry, then the other question, sorry.
If you aren't online, if you don't do it through My Account and you click in the bands and you click in your method of payment and it can be done that way, how do you value, how do you notify the Revenue, this is what my property is now worth and this is what I'm proposing I pay every year?
Okay, how do you figure out how to value the property itself, or how do you advise us?
No, how do you contact the Revenue and say, this is my property band, this is what I want to pay, or this is how I will pay, and this is the amount I will pay?
Okay, so if you don't have access to our online services, we did write out to approximately 180,000 customers and we sent them out paper returns. So should you be in receipt of one of those paper returns, we would ask you to complete that return and again to send it back to us before the 7th of November deadline. If you weren't in receipt of a paper return or you didn't receive any online correspondence, what we would ask you to do is to drop us a line to write to us at Free Post LPT Branch PO Box 1 Limerick, or you can contact us on 01738 3622 6, where we'll be able to assist the customer over the phone and we'll be able to get that return on file for them.
Okay, and with that in mind, Sharon, if you have made contact before, let's say it might not be sorted by the 7th, but if you can show you've made contact, that'll be taken into account, I imagine, by Revenue when it comes to dealing with the issue.
We have a huge amount of operators on the phone. So like we would ask you that, you know, that you try to reach out to us to the best of your ability. As I said, if you don't have success on the phone, maybe it might be easier for you to drop us a letter and we'll be able to pick it up that way. But we would ask customers to make the effort to contact us. We have lots of operators on the line and we're doing our best to answer as many calls as we can over the next couple of days. Of course, things are going to get very busy, as you'll understand, and we'll do our best to deal with everybody as swiftly as possible.
Yeah, that number is the 738-3626 LPT helpline number.
That's it, 01-738-3626.
Okay, and a number of people have been reporting that it's been very busy, so but they're still trying, so keep trying is the way to go, or else write a letter, is what you said, or maybe send an email as well to Revenue if you are online, if your email. Another listener gets in touch, and this is a question for a lot of people when it comes to valuing their properties. Some confusion, sometimes people feel, do I have to get an official valuation from an auctioneer or an architect or someone like that to value the property, or an estate agent to say to value the property? You don't have to, but you have to gather some evidence when you're making your assessment, Sharon, is that right, as to why you feel your property is in a particular band, if it's ever questioned by Revenue down the line?
That is correct. What we would say to our customers is, asking our customers to make an honest assessment of what their property is actually worth. You're not obliged to get a valuation by an auctioneer, for example, but what we're asking you to do is to look at the tools that are available to you. If you were to look on our website, we have an interactive valuation tool which will help you get an average price for properties in your area. There's other sources then that you might wish to look to, such as you might want to look at the property price register to see the prices of properties that were sold recently in your area, or you might want to look at someplace like daft.ie or myhome.ie, which would give you an idea as to house prices in your area and the current market value of them.
Okay. Another caller gets in touch here, Sharon, and says they made a declaration last week and paid a set her LPT for the year. This person says she paid her LPT. Previously, she had a direct debit set up. She's wondering now if she needs to cancel the direct debit. I imagine yes would be the answer there. If she is paid for the year, then cancel your direct debit with the revenue. Otherwise, money will still come out.
Yeah, what I would suggest is if that customer has made, I presume from listening to that one, that customer has actually gone on and made an instant payment when they went in and they filed a return. So if the direct debits, they shouldn't continue. But what I would advise that customer to do is to pop us a line just to advise us that they have indeed paid it in full and the direct debit should be cancelled on their account.
Okay, Sharon, look, a technical issue. I'm not sure you have the answer to this. Listener says, I filed my return last night. I gave my bank details. I clicked submit. It still says no return made today. Is there a bit of a time lag for processing those, do you think, that it might be a day or two before that's resolved?
Yeah, so what I would say to our customers in that context is the portal, as I mentioned there, is quite busy at the minute. We have a huge amount of people filing. Since we've started the campaign, we have now, as of close of business yesterday, 653,000 returns have been filed, with 72,000 alone being filed over the course of yesterday. So it may take a little bit of time for that return to actually update on the system. So I would ask that customer just to leave it maybe for until tomorrow, have another look and see. And if it hasn't appeared, certainly I would advise them, if they wish, to contact us or pop us an online inquiry, if that might be the easiest way for them, just to say that they have filed a return and it's not appearing. It should appear, is what I'm saying, Jerry, like over the next period of time, it should definitely appear on the file.
Yeah. Is one of the most effective ways in valuing a property looking at property sales in your area, or even asking prices to say, or for similar type properties that you can then say, yeah, this is what the market is saying my house is worth in a particular area of the 1st of November 2025?
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly is a useful way to consider how much your property is actually worth. But like I would suggest to people that they look at several things. Like you could look at that, but you look, you know, at daft.ie, the couple of ones that I mentioned, myhome.ie, have a look at the property price register, see what the most recent one was sold, and consider your own property, the size of your own property. You know, you might live in a 4-bedroomed house, but maybe the one that sold nearby was only a 2-bedroom. So you might want to factor in those various things when you're making your valuation.
Okay, and also if you've carried out improvement works or a massive extension or something that would add to the value of your property, add that into the mix as well of your assessment.
Exactly, because that may increase the market value of your property should you go to sell that property.
Okay, all right. Sharon, this thing, I know you carry a number of inspections every year, but in terms of the bands that you're in, if you're in the wrong band, it will be picked up down the line when it comes to maybe if you're selling your property, if you're moving or something like that, it'll be assessed from that point of view by the revenue.
So our customers are expected to make an honest assessment of what their property is worth and put it in the correct band. Down the road, should you go to sell your property, certainly we would look to see the valuation that the property was in and was it in the correct band for that particular area. So it's really important that our customers make an honest assessment of what their property is worth, use all the tools that are available to them, such as the online tool that I mentioned that's available on our website, and to consider all of those factors when they're valuing their properties.
Okay. All right, Sharon, listen, thanks a million for answering those questions for us. I know you're pretty busy and likely to be over the next number of days ahead of the deadline of next Friday, but thanks for talking to me in the programme this morning.
Thank you. Goodbye.
There you go. That's Sharon Guerin there of the Revenue Commissioner's Local Property Tax Assistant Principal in the LPT branch of Revenue. The Revenue reminding homeowners you need to file your new local property tax valuation and you have until the end of next week, that's the 7th of November, to do it. You valued property as of the 1st of November, which is tomorrow. And there's lots being done, 72,000 just yesterday of people filing, and file your way to pay then. And if you haven't, as you said, if you haven't received a letter, if you're concerned, then make contact with the Revenue Commissioners. Free Post LPT and VHT Branch, PO Box 1, Limerick is the free postal address. If you can write down what your concerns are and say you're trying to make contact and put your details of your property onto that, or you can dial that number, and it is busy, 01738 3626. That's 01738 3626, and give the website a little bit of time to update your details as well, because so many returns are being made every day.